Hello and welcome
to Crossing State Lines.
Yeah, that's our podcast. I'm Sherry.
Joski here.
And Joski
number two.
Relaxing. Oh my gosh, a grasshopper just jumped up on the. Joe's gonna take a picture. Oh, he's gone.
He's gone.
Wow, he just disappeared. Dang. Well, we were gonna have a picture for you, but you know what? It's better to keep the list of pictures that I need to post down to a minimum. He's on your shirt. Oh my god. Oh.
There he go.
Okay, bye.
Okay, so
all right.
Now that we got through that.
Lucky grasshopper, begin our episode. I don't know. That was terrible. I'm sorry. I apologize.
So, what I failed to mention on the last podcast, because we just kind of like, well, actually not the whole podcast. We did an intro today for the other podcast.
Yes, we've done some doubling up today.
Yeah, so anyway, it's later in the day, Labor Day weekend, and we kind of decided to, it's what time is it? It's like, it's 10 of 9 in the evening, and we're like just chilling, kind of wondering. We decided to talk about what do you do to release stress, what do you do to chill, what do you do to
How do you unwind when you get home? So I just cracked a drink most of the time.
I mean, that,
I don't need to do that, no, but I do like to have a drink, especially if I want to do stuff around the house. I need music, and I need to have some sort of beverage that I'm sipping while I'm doing stuff.
I feel like both of us, and a lot of our friends too, that also do this, and I'll give them a shout out also. You know who you are, but we push really hard, like as far as work. Like, we work really, really hard. I think if I didn't work that hard, I wouldn't feel the need to kind of kick back and relax and have...
Yeah, sorry, hold on 1 second, because we'll just let these ads from the music pass, because all I can hear is the fucking ads.
And okay.
We're listening to Joe's Spotify.
I'll talk through the ads.
Okay, I know, but it's going to be confusing if they have that in the background.
So the reason why we say this is because, like, I'm playing like my 90s country music station, which I know there's a lot of hate on country music, but I love it. Like this song right here, like it makes me feel good. And I know a lot of people don't understand that. You know, different kind of music you listen to. Like Kesha, you play Kesha, she wouldn't do anything for me if I'm playing her right now, but because it's like something that, like,
I need always. Music. Anything. I mean, when I was cooking earlier today,
yeah,
I just went on your
that was great.
On your TV and just put your whatever little playlist you had on there and just let it happen.
Yeah,
I definitely need music sometimes.
I feel like sometimes it is very like therapeutic. But, like sometimes up the cabin, it's kind of nice to sit there by the campfire by the creek and just listen to nothing. Like you're gonna hear. Crickets, probably here in the background here. You're going to hear the creek flowing and the crackle of the campfire, and that's it. And I like that. As Sherry turns down my
I just want to
volume.
Turn down a little bit.
You don't touch that. No way, Kemosabe. Is that what it is? Kemosabe?
I don't know.
No, yeah.
I don't know for sure.
And I was going to say this earlier, actually, before we started, I'm just remembering now. I was going to tell Sherry that just how refreshing it is to, like, and you can have, like, you know, significant others, friends, family members, whoever. When you're around somebody and you can just be yourself and you can say some of the stupidest shit, we won't record everything on podcast, but, you know,
well,
just to be your,
what's
just be
not
your
recorded own. In our daily lives is quite entertaining.
Oh, my God. That's absolutely correct. Which is to be able to, like, be yourself around someone, like, is really
thank
nice.
You for saying that, because it reminded me, when I was going through our episodes, there was one, oh, hi, Grasshopper is back. There was one where we were talking about, there's two. a song that I sang. I was like, be yourself, be yourself, be yourself. And I asked you guys, name that movie, and I never came back to that. And it was from Just Friends with the blonde chick and Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, we're talking about the... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that was finished.
No.
The movie with the blonde and Ryan Reynolds. I'm sorry, I can't remember her name, but so she was also in Butterfly Effect with Ashton Kutcher.
So we just watched... we watched Jumanji. And what's that, like, Jumanji, what was it, like...
It was the newer one, 2017, and the one that we watched today was part two, called The Next Level, 2019, with The Rock and Jack Black and some other people. Kevin Hart and the redheaded chick.
That's right. Kevin Hart representing Philly.
Yeah, so we were talking about how we relax.
How we relax.
Now, that we're on the movies, I have a different thing. When I really want to chill and either... Most of the time I sit at my dining room table, which is weird, but I'm not a big person to sit on my couch. I'm either sitting at my dining room table and laying on my bed.
You like my couch.
I like your couch,
yes. So much better.
It's different than your... Yeah, your dining room table's not...
It's like not the most comfortable couch ever. I'll say that, but... Alright. So that's... This,
the grasshopper just jumped out of your mouth?
Likes me because it landed on my face.
Yeah, it just looked like it... It looked like you spit it out of your mouth and landed on your...
Did no such thing, but it did land on my face.
Wow.
See, okay. I feel like this is the kind of thing that could make or break a night if I was with anybody else. Because they feel like they'd be like, "Oh my god, we have to go inside. You take have to take a shower. Like, we have to get out of here." Like,
oh my gosh,
no, it's just a fucking bug landing on my face. Because
well,
my face.
This is probably the only one that's ever went camping.
And I hope
with
you guys
get
getting some of this, like, you know, Lancaster County.
I mean, that's loud as shit.
Outside. Hell yeah. I kind of like this. This is
why is
that's something else
that
kind of
like. Is that the grasshopper that was just here? Because that's loud.
That's not. That wasn't a grasshopper. That's like a cicada. But it's nice hearing that sound from outside. Now that it's getting cooler out, it turned my AC off. I could open up windows and hear this stuff all night long. It's great.
It's literally like coming from you.
No, it's over there.
Jesus. Okay. Sorry. Okay, that's loud. So when I am watching a movie or a show, I love because I get so into it. I'm in that world of whatever I'm watching.
Yeah.
I'm in it. It takes me away and into another world. And then, oh my God, he just jumped on my face. Yeah. Anyways, I love the escape of that. It takes me away.
You know, and we're going to circle back to music and some more things that I, that relax me, but like, I mean, The Cabin, definitely. I mean, I could talk all night, like, I could talk every episode about going to The Cabin. But like, sometimes work is, like, chills me out.
Work chills you out?
Yeah, and like, I mean, no offense to you, you're gonna understand this, but sometimes like,
well, when I'm
so much
cleaning,
weekend,
I get it.
I'm
yeah.
glad to like go back to work. Like, I want to get back to, you know, like Monday morning. It's like it kind of gets me back to like, just back to work. I don't know, back to something I'm the most familiar with.
I don't like, think it. I think it's for a different reason.
Yeah.
It's to have something set to do that you have to do. And it's being able to get that done each day.
Well, I would go as far as to say the longest relationship I've had is with what I've done with cars. Being like, work on cars, fix cars. Like,
so you love cars?
I do. Like, I working I mean, on what, cars what I do, you? Just what I kind of.
We're talking about what relaxes wrong, us like, here. Sometimes, it relaxes you.
Every once in a while, it does. And sometimes it's just like, oh my God, it's Friday. I can't wait to get rid of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But during the weekend, though, like, I just kind of need that. I don't know. It just does something in my brain. It's a normalcy that I do. I've been doing for a really long time. It's organization that kind of like sets my brain. It's like, okay, you got a car that needs something. It's something that you need that's coming in here as a.
That car doesn't need something.
Stupid. Well, it needs an LS swap because it's a fucking Mustang. But anyway, it feeds my brain though. Like, my brain's programmed, like, this is a good feeling that comes in here when I do this. Every once in a while, I'll work on something and I'll be like, oh my God, like, this is the biggest bullshit I've ever done in my entire life. I've always loved working on cars. Back in high school in 01, 02, which was coming up on 20 years ago, I knew that's what I wanted to do.
Right.
And it's amazing to me. It feeds right. me to know that,
it's
like,
it's also,
oh,
I mean,
I'm
how
still
long
doing
did you,
it.
How long did you say you've been working on cars?
20 years.
And now this is a 9-to-5 thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've had the same routine
For a long time.
Yeah. I have not.
I
have had the cherry fall out. I have had the schedules to where I never know what it's going to be. I have had the semi-set schedule where getting there was the same, but leaving was questionable.
Right.
And then I've had the 9-to-5 before as well.
I do like that,
but I feel like, man, I feel like it always sucked up my whole week. Like, there was nothing ever I could do during the week. But then again, like you were just saying the other day, I hate how every time I'm down there, all your friends are working.
Well,
and then I have all these stories of hanging out with them during the week, and I was like, welcome to the restaurant life.
And I think there's sacrifices to be made there, and it's kind of nice to, like, there's a whole world out there. Like, I wouldn't know what it would be like to do anything different. Like,
and
I
now,
feel like I could probably be a bartender someplace, and like, but I don't know.
You would need to work mornings.
Yeah.
I don't think you could change your schedule up. But yeah, then, like, when I went from the randomness to, like, serving when I did the 9-to-5s, I did that so that I could hang out with people on the weekends.
Right.
Because, but now that I've mastered it,
yes,
yeah, so I can do
like
it during the
at...
week and not need to work weekends.
Right.
So I have the best of both worlds.
It is pretty.
I have
and
all fun
and
weekends,
there's not a
and
day...
I have the freedom of. Okay, so with your job, it's different. You can't just have somebody pick up your shift or whatever. I mean, granted, Peter's is kind of the same way because we're a very small knit and there's only a few of us at work here, so
we
have a big set schedule.
I have to say again, I love Peter's. Like, it doesn't matter who, like, they just attract good people.
Also,
they attract good
quick
people.
Little fun fact, Peter's was, the location was used in an episode of The Wire. And
wasn't it recently too?
They were just recently used again for something, and I believe it's called "This Is Our City" or something.
That's
like
pretty
that.
Pretty exciting. Like,
so yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. We haven't found the clip yet.
You know what we should do for a podcast? We need to have an episode on Pennsylvania and facts about Pennsylvania, and an episode about Maryland.
Okay, cool.
That
I'll add
interests
it to
me
the list. Because
I love Maryland. Like, I just love it.
You got
like
the easy job. Well, this will be one you have to actually do something for.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm not really a fan of doing it. Now,
right,
tomorrow...
Right, you don't... All you do is talk.
I mean...
So, back to what relaxes us, and...
Listen to the bugs get smoked?
I guess so.
That's the noise in
the
background, by the way.
I have mentioned popping open a drink or two. I'm sure if you don't know, now you know that I do like to have some smoke. I like to smoke. That calms me down.
It...
And...
Yeah, I like it. I like the fact that
Joe's getting familiar with it again, getting some visiting an old friend, I guess.
Not real. I want to say not really, like back in
an old acquaintance,
like high school,
an old acquaintance.
I mean, I know it was a lot of fun. I'm not going to disclose a lot of the details, but I just remember it, like just
yeah. When I first started. It's always that geek out where you're just fucking laughing at goddamn everything.
And it's a different...
But then, if you keep going, it's like the next phase is every time you do it, you sleep.
Yeah, well...
And then the next phase
is... And I kind of ran into that.
You're immune and you're just awesome.
We first like started seeing each other. But now I just... I embrace it a little more. It's a little different now than it was, you know, back in, you know, my 18, 19, like.
How often does your ex do it?
Oh, often. Pretty often.
Okay. As often as I do?
No.
Okay.
No. But, like, it's like she tried to hide it and shit, like. I think I won't go into anything else there. I don't give a shit. And she doesn't deserve to be talked about anymore either. But, like, I'm seeing it now as something... I know, I'm wise enough to know it's the difference between how I use it now the way I used to use it. Like, back in the day, it was just, like, all about, like... I could count on one hand the amount of times I've done it back, you know, when I was younger.
Okay.
And I like that because... I was too stupid then.
Not saying it's a bad thing.
I would be doing stupid shit with it. You gotta know how to use anything.
Well, yeah.
You can't, like, that's why they make you wait till 21 to, like, drink.
Uh-huh.
Which they should, I mean, I don't know how they, some people would be like, you're gonna have to wait till you're 40 to figure
that
alcohol. But anyway, it's a responsibility like anything else.
It is a responsibility.
I feel like I could, in the right moderation, like, tonight, it's a good time to like for me to kind of get into it a little bit. Just check it out and it feels
loosen
really
up
good,
a little like, bit, have a hit and chillax.
Yeah. Like and I love all the shit that like Rusty at work. He's a as the famous Emma from now
Seattle
is gonna tell you, you know, everything in moderation. Like, but like Rusty would be like a quote unquote pothead, as Emma would describe. But Rusty's an excellent, like he's an awesome to have at work. You wouldn't want him to not be entitled to that kind of thing.
Exactly.
But then there's some people take it the other way, like some people I've. Notice today it's just kind of like I'm not sure what you're on, but like you need to focus on other things first, and if you can't handle things you got to know that you can't handle things. If you're not in that kind of mindset, then yeah, I mean I'm not sure you should be trying anything. But as a relaxation thing,
handle your shit. So the relaxation thing, you obviously like to listen to music too.
Oh. Yeah. Like I could just feel stuff. Like if you can feel something, like it's gonna relax you. I think the lack of feel is probably what keeps people stressed.
Oh, yeah. Music keeps me going sometimes, especially my late nights at Peter's that I have to close at 2. Thank God for some of the late night people that come in and play other shit on the jukebox other than me having to listen to the radio. Because it is so much fun. I dance and I sing. So I'm a bartender and entertainment.
Probably the... Well, obviously. I mean, that's why I'm seeing you. I mean.
Wow.
But I think, like... I think when you... Like, the I would think the most important thing of love that you can feel someone from someone is if they do something for you that they know relaxes you. they know something that you would be, it would appreciate, make you
like
feel
like when
good.
I put on 80s country music the other time.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's 90s and I was wrong.
I mean, or you could put like, but just the fact of knowing it, like, feels good. It's good. And on the, like, you know, we talked about Seattle earlier today. There's a lot of songs that, like, really chill me out. But, like,
man, that one smells.
Oh, yeah. That's,
oh, that's a grasshopper. He got in there.
Oh, well, son of a bitch.
Wow.
Yeah, my bug zapper is eating tonight. It is smoking shit. But I was getting back to, I can smell it, too. Son of a bitch. Back to Seattle. There's a beautiful song. Beautiful, beautiful song. By Alice in Chains.
That's called?
Getting distracted by this thing's freaking smoking.
Yeah, it's smoking a lot because it's killing a whole grasshopper instead of a little bug. Oh, and now, God. Joe...
has lost my mind.
Are you going to take a picture?
Maybe.
We'll do it now. Alright. Joe's looking something up. The bug's burning. It's on fire.
So I'm gonna give up on that. But nutshell,
take a picture.
I'll go back to.
It's literally on fire.
Okay.
All right, we'll see if you can see this. Maybe take it from the other way since your camera sucks. Sorry, call him out.
How is the? Oh, buddy, you're kind of dead.
It's a video, so
know, like,
I don't know if he took a picture or not.
I didn't.
Okay, we'll post the video to Facebook then. Sometimes it's actually really hard for us to relax.
What are you talking about?
Because we have ADD. And, we'll think of something, like, I'll be sitting there watching a movie and it makes me think of something, so then I have to go check something out or make something, and then I'll start making something, and then while I'm making something, like, my mind just goes a mile a minute.
That's what I'm talking about.
Especially when I'm trying to go to sleep. That's, like, right when my mind wants to be like, oh, you know what? This is a great idea. Oh, no,
well,
this is
a great
idea.
Well, and, you know, I was still, like, I learned to deal with it, because I was just, like... I mean, one of the most amazing songs that chills me out, I was talking about it, and here we're like, you know, but that's fucking interesting, though, because that bug is, like,
nobody can see what you're pointing at.
I know, but I'm pointing, well, I took a video, though, so
right.
They're gonna see it. So that thing is fucking done.
Yeah,
holy
let's not
hell.
Talk about it anymore.
So, Nutshell by Alice in Chains. I can always, like, it's just always something... that I could play, and some people, it's a depressing song. I think I've mentioned this before in one of our podcasts, but to me, it's relaxing. It's just chill. Like I could hear it. And just I don't know, resonates with me somehow. I'm not really sure.
Are we gonna call this the podcast episode?
Okay. Good thing. Am I exhibiting signs of making this a? Podcast or
yeah.
Oh, I love it. I'm not gonna try to like
you're like more ADD than ever.
I think that's
yes.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I probably
also earlier tonight, well before I get to that, we forgot to mention another update that's coming up, and it will be before the Tennessee trip because it's our birthdays. We did mention our birthdays and that we are going to the cabin. We forgot to mention that Joe bought a whole bunch of fireworks and said that he wasn't going to light any off until that weekend, but we just let one off. So we'll be posting that video, too.
It was one of those things where it's like...
The people that live behind you really liked it. And if you hear closely right after the firework goes off, they all yell very loudly.
I was one of those things where it's like, you don't want to, it's like, we're not going to set any fireworks off this weekend. And it's like, comes around to like, you know what, we're going to be setting fireworks
off. He tricked me. It kind of looked like a nice little, like, sunset. There was still some pink in the sky. And he's like, here, come follow me. Bring your phone. And I was like, okay, we're taking a picture of the sunset. And I was like, did you already come over here? Like, to see that it looks cool.
Why did you?
He said no. Wow. And then.
That's what you thought.
He's like, you got your camera recording? And I said, recording? He's like, I thought we were taking a picture of the sky. And he says, no, I'm going to light a firework. And I was like, oh, okay.
I think I said it a little more like. Jean-Claude Van Damme from that, like, you know, it's like kind of a little weak.
Okay.
That was weird.
I also still, I did not remember the story that my uncle told about the party. I feel like it was really good and I have to ask him again about it. But, so.
What else we do to chill out?
Well, yeah, what do you guys do to chill out? I would like to know.
I love being around campfires. You gotta be around a campfire.
Do you know what I'm getting ready to do? So, one of my friends, Michelle, she was in school to be, like, she was studying acupuncture. And she told me about this story on a lady that she went to visit that did acupuncture and how it fucking changed her life and it was awesome.
That's a needles thing, right?
Yeah. Okay. And so I had thought about it, and as soon as she told me that story, I was like, I want to do that, get a hold of that lady. And she was like, oh shit, she like just went out of town, like out of country or whatever for a while. And I was like, well shit, let me know when she gets back. But my friend Michelle ended up opening her own thing, so I have a tele meeting first next Saturday to talk with me, and then it'll probably be Wednesday night the following week that I will go get acupuncture done.
That'd be sweet.
I'm a little nervous. I've never done it before, but I've always wanted to try it.
Is the rocks thing is like a massage. That's like different.
The hot rocks?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but that's serious.
Huh.
You at least, I don't know, because they are like, they use tongs to put them on you. They're so hot. Why would you let them sit there?
I thought that's what you wear to get it.
What?
Tongs.
Wow.
They're getting better.
No, they're not.
They're not. They're nosing over.
They haven't changed. None
of them. My jokes are flatlining, people. But see, the funny thing is, though, me talking about how funny I think I am is actually funnier than actually.
Cool. Yeah, that's how I'm so funny, because I think I'm hilarious.
Well, yeah.
I'll say something and just laugh immediately, and everybody else just laughs because I'm laughing.
70% of the time, you're funny.
Because they're laughing at me laughing at myself.
Yeah.
I don't care. They're still laughing.
Oh my god! I like set the draft thing. You know, I told you, Jared and the guys are talking about golf, and I'm like, my eyes are glazing over, about ready to leave. Well, they were throwing darts around, and D-Rock is the fucking man, by the way. And he's like, dude, are you playing? And I think to myself, like, me and Jared were in the other room and everybody else was drafting. Maybe he didn't know that I'm actually playing, like, fantasy football. I was like, yeah, I'm playing. Like, as to that question, he wasn't asking that question. He was asking about, like, throwing darts.
Uh-huh. I thought that as soon as you asked it.
Yeah, I wasn't, like, I was fucking tired.
Ah.
And they're like, oh, I'm laughing. And I'm like, fuck.
Well, like, you that's could. Me, I mean, that's like, that's me. A like, thing I, that you like, they wouldn't realize at first because you do that.
Well,
like
yeah,
how
oh,
was
yeah.
your shower? It was like, wet.
Exactly.
And then you know he's asking well, if you're playing, even, like, and you're like, just, yes, I am playing fantasy football. I just picked so and so.
Dumb. Like I thought he was asking a question about me playing fantasy football. And
so
it was not correct.
It's rare that I'm still like talking to somebody physically when I'm falling asleep and like getting really tired.
Yeah.
But what happens is I remember a long time ago I was talking to this old friend on the phone while I was just getting so tired. And it might be part of the electronic thing too that made me weird, but I just started saying the weirdest fucking shit. I was like, so like my room's taken off, I gotta go. She's, your room's taken off? I said, yeah, I'm flying away. My fan's going and it's taken off. So I guess I was semi awake and going to sleep because I thought my room was a helicopter because of my fan.
Were you freaking out, man?
No, I just kept telling her my room's about to take off and I gotta go.
No, your room needs to be at work tomorrow.
Yeah, nah, flying away. I was just so tired. I started saying weird shit.
Is there, I'm trying to draw a conclusion here, to, like, what you do to relax. Is it, like, is there a way that you can, like, you know, I don't know, put energy into...
And now we're
relaxing. Like, is that something like you gotta like put some effort into, or is it pulling the effort away? Like, kind of just being able to like just relax. You know what I mean?
I don't think it should be an effort to relax.
Well, like, is there something you can do, like rock climbing, or like skydiving? Or like, is there something that
that's relaxing. That's just something that makes you happy. Because rock climbing could never be relaxing.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
I'm more talking about, like, the unwinding thing. So, when I get...
Tea? Like, coffee?
When
I... Would coffee really be something?
No. I don't know. My mom used to drink coffee before bed, and I thought that was weird.
Yeah, well...
I don't know. Some people do that.
Your mom is weird.
I don't know.
My mom is weird, too.
We're all weird. So... When I get off of work, so I close at 2, and after doing all the closing up stuff, yep. I'm done by 3, I may be home by 3:30, and I don't get to bed until like 4:35 because I have to unwind. I can't just, I mean, there
you can't
are
just come
like,
home and done.
Yeah. If I was out. With like when we were out with Danny partying, like if I'm out partying not working until that late and I come home, yeah, I can fall in my bed and pass the fuck out.
Right.
But coming home from work, the first thing I do is smoke. If I have something to drink, I want a beverage, and I'll put like a show on to like get myself out of my day and into something else.
Mm.
And then I mean, sometimes I end up getting sucked into the fucking episode, which is why I usually put movies on, because they end.
What? I gotta share something here. So, it was last winter, and I told you about this, too. I had a TV. The TV we had up here that we're watching, I had down the basement, and I hooked, like, the cable, or not the cable, but the antenna up to it. And the one channel I could get was, like, Home Improvement. It's like, shit, like, this takes me way back.
Tim the Toolman Taylor always reminded me of my dad.
I don't think so, Tim. But, like, and I used that last week, and nobody understood what I got. But, like, just the feeling when I watched the show, it took me back to when I was younger for some odd reason.
Help you go to sleep?
Something I was even, like, I didn't smoke anything, didn't drink anything, nothing. I was just sitting there, like, with the wood stove helped out also, and I'll mention that later. But, like, watching Home Improvement, I was like, made me smile. Like, I talking to you, I was like, watching this show makes me smile. Like, I don't know why. It's just, like, it's...
What about watching storms? Like, thunderstorms and lightning?
Ooh. Like, having a door or a window open when it's raining or pouring?
Oh, yeah.
Or...
We
so
had.
This is what, so this is what I'm saying. This is kind of when I'm going back to like the relaxing thing. So when we were camping and it was pouring down rain and all of us were like out just running around in the rain like playing volleyball, that was like
enjoyable.
It was very enjoyable. That felt really good. That wouldn't be relaxing.
No. That would just be having fun.
That was a blast. That was a blasty blast.
I mean, we were relaxing being there, and that was right when we got there, too. That was the first day.
We had
set everything up, and then it started raining. I'm glad we got everything set up first.
If you're not worried about the rain, like, unless this was, like, last Wednesday, it's, like 4 inches an hour, like, if you're not worried about the rain, it's not going to affect you in a negative way. Like, and I guess it's a mindset, isn't it? Like, is it a mind? Yeah, I'm going again. Is that a mindset of like, just like thinking of it's a negative or positive thing? Like, the rain coming down means, oh my god, like, my basement's gonna flood.
Well,
I knew the basement's gonna flood, but I was still interested in the way home to see how
us running around in the rain that day camping. I hadn't enjoyed the rain like that since I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where it clicked in my head that when I became more of an adult that I just hated the fucking rain.
Well, I can tell you this. If I was where we were at camping and it was raining, I was having a fun time. If I'd be back here and it'd be raining that hard, I'd be worried.
You'd be worried about your house.
I'd be like, oh, shit, I got water in the basement. So that's the difference. So if my basement was dry when it rained, maybe I'd be a little happier.
You wouldn't mind as much.
I wouldn't mind it as much. I definitely.
But would. Like.
But I'm not worried about a basement flooding when I'm out at a campsite.
I don't know.
You're fixed. Like, you're putting tarp over it. Right?
Most of the time, when you're an adult. And you have, you know, a job and bills to pay and pretty much just that. And having to get from place to place. It's more of an inconvenience. The same with snow. It's literally the same thing with snow.
You have more
responsibilities. I used to enjoy the snow all the time and now it's just an inconvenience.
Because you don't have to deal with it all back then.
Right. When you're a kid,
you have to drive it. You don't have to shovel it. Well, I mean,
we enjoyed it last year when we made snowmen and jumped on top of them.
I think it's a mindset.
I'll post those pictures in that video. Excuse me.
Ooh, in that bitty burp.
Oh, man.
So I think, like, it does a mindset. Like, it's a good balance, though, because I think the older you get, the more you have to figure out what the balance is, because, like, you could spend all day out there shoveling, and you're not going to love the snow until you jump in it or slide on it or...
I mean, yeah, we should totally...
Eat it.
Why do we not utilize your hill back there? What the fuck?
Yeah, we didn't. Could be pretty awesome.
We need to do that.
You can build, like, a luge-type thing.
Yeah!
Where when you go over it and adjust it.
We could make, like, a whole slide that goes down from the corner all the way to the other corner so that you swerve and go up and down. Like,
we could have... the fire pit active at the time, and you slide over top of it.
How would you slide over top of it?
Oh, we'll show you this.
If it's fire going.
Oh, we're gonna cross.
No, if there's fire going, you wouldn't be able to go over it with snow because the snow would melt.
I know all about having campfires near snow, so
it's gonna. Awesome. It can't go over it.
Oh yeah, ramp it right.
Oh, you want to jump it?
Oh yeah. What else would you do with it?
I thought you meant, like, slide over it. And I was like, that's not possible because the snow would melt.
You could slide over that shit, too.
Above it.
Oh, we could do that, too.
I was thinking of a snow bridge here. Yeah, okay. Anyways. What? Should we say one more thing?
Well, I'm sticking with my cabin idea. You know, because I'm saying the cabin, like, takes away a lot of
No, I want to end the episode.
Yeah, I got you. I think the lack of responsibilities really helps.
Yeah.
Anyone to relax. Like, if I don't have to worry about up at the cabin, I don't have to worry about my phone because it's useless.
Yeah.
all I gotta worry about is just like eating and sleeping. That's it. Like, that's all I gotta worry about. It.
Yeah.
Done.
Well, I'll end it with wanting to be at the beach right now, laying in the sand, baking in the sun, and hearing the ocean. That's what I want to hear.
The sound and seeing
this right now.
And sometimes when you can catch the moon, the reflection off the ocean, you can see that once in your lifetime. You've lived enough.
Oh yeah. For sure. See that little green light when the sun goes down.
That's right.
Yeah.
Boom down.
Wow. Someone somewhere is relaxing over state lines. We're so close though.
That's what they said.
So someone somewhere is relaxing.
Crossing state lines. Allegedly. Okay, we love you out there.
Okay, bye.